For today's podcast in the world of coffee, we will be talking about the four factors involved in making the perfect cup of coffee at home. And these four factors are water, proportion, freshness, and grind. And these are the same factors that are used in the coffee houses throughout the world, particularly Starbucks Coffee where I work. So I'm very passionate about making the perfect cup of coffee, hence the reasoning for the topic of my podcast. So the first factor involved in making the perfect cup of coffee at home is water. You want to make sure that you're using the best filtered water possible. Coffee is 98% water, so if your water is bad, your coffee is going to taste bad. That's it. There's no way around that. Proportion. Like I spoke to in my first podcast, in making coffee at a French press, the proportion or the general rule of thumb is 2 tablespoons of coffee to every 8 ounces of water. Depending on how you like your coffee, you can reduce or increase the amount of water. However, the general rule of thumb is 2 tablespoons of coffee to eight ounces of water. The next factor is freshness. Once open, Starbucks recommends that a bag of coffee be used within 7 days. And these are the coffee beans that we're talking about here. Because like fruit, if coffee is exposed to the air, it becomes stale. If it's exposed to the heat, this will also jeopardize the quality of the coffee. So you want to make sure that once open, it is tightly sealed and it's kept in a cool, dry place, and you want to use it within 7 days. The last factor involved in making the perfect cup of coffee at home is grind. And depending on what vessel you're using, whether it's a French press or an automatic drip coffee maker, you want to make sure that your coffee is grinded to the appropriate size for the vessel that you're making your coffee in. The drip coffee maker takes a little less smaller grind than the French press. So that's important to know, because the interaction of the water to the coffee grind changes depending on the size of your coffee grind. So that is our podcast for today.